This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. Three stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. Support for our podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, a proud sponsor of StoryCorps. Morgan Stanley is committed to giving back and to fostering meaningful dialogue among people and communities. MorganStanley.com.
It's the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. I'm Camila Kashani. This week, we've got another short episode for you. Reverend Farrell Duncombe grew up in the 1950s in Montgomery, Alabama. When he got older, he became a public school teacher and principal. Even later, he became the pastor of his childhood church, St. Paul AME, the same one he watched his own father lead. When he came to StoryCorps in 2010, he told a friend about a few of the role models he had growing up.
After Sunday school, our group of guys would always go down to the grocery store. I would get an upper 10 drink and a po' boy. Well, I remember once I decided to take it back to church, and I started unraveling the po' boy. And you know, at that time, they had cellophane paper, and it makes the loudest noise. And my mother looked from the choir stand, that look that would take the wet out of water. And I pretended I didn't see her. My father was in the pulpit, and I had not noticed that he had stopped preaching. And next thing I know, he had come and he had me by my collar and took me right outside the church. And we didn't have air conditioning. The window was open, so you know everybody would be screaming and hollering out there. Of course, he went back and started preaching. But that taught me that I was being disrespectful, not only towards my father, but towards others, those who wanted to listen, those who wanted to learn. I gained a lot of food for growth because it was our privilege to have been taught by some outstanding people like Miss Rosa Parks, who was my Sunday school teacher. We always called her Miss Rosa Lee. Why we call her Miss Rosa Lee, I'll never know. But this is before the boycott. This is before the civil rights movement. This was just Miss Rosa Lee. And she called me Little Farrell. Later on, when I was principal at Lanier High School, and it so happened at the time that Mrs. Parks was coming back to commemorate the bus boycott, well, I really wanted her to come to my school. So I talked with her on the phone. She said, Farrell, is you? I said, yes, ma'am, Miss Rosa Lee. You a principal? I said, yes, ma'am. Of a school? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, Lord, I'm so happy because I didn't think you were going to be nothing. You know, it's strange to get called out by the mother of civil rights. But at any rate, she agreed to come to my school, and I still have a picture on my desk now of us. That was a highlight of my life to walk with her into that auditorium of Sidney Lanier High School, which was a traditional white school. And I, the principal, walk in with Rosa Parks on my arm. I went outside at one point because I had tears in my eyes as I reflected upon this lady and the significance of what she was doing. These are the people that nurtured me. These are the people who saw me when I was still Little Farrell. And now I'm their pastor. And to walk into the pulpit and to stand behind the desk where my daddy stood, it's an awesome feeling. So I'm just humble.
That was Reverend Farrell Duncombe speaking with his friend, Howard Robinson. Reverend Duncombe died last year at 78 years old. And that song you're hearing was one of his favorite hymns. The story was produced by Jay Bourne and edited by Jasmine Morris, who's our executive editor. It was mixed by Mario Chambone. Our technical director is Jarrett Floyd. Eleanor Vasili is our lead producer. The story was fact-checked by McCaffrey Blauner. Special thanks to Elizabeth Strait and Summer Cody. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Kashani. Catch you next time.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Dave Isay again. I just wanted to let you know that StoryCorps is an independent nonprofit which would not exist without your support. We record all of our interviews at zero cost to the hundreds of thousands of Americans we serve. If you believe in our work honoring and celebrating one another's lives through listening, please make a donation now. If everyone listening to this podcast donated just $10, we could double the number of interviews we record each year. Even better, become a monthly subscriber at just $5 a month. That's $60 a year. Go to StoryCorps.org now and click the donate button at the top of the page. Thank you. Additional support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
You know the names of the primary players. Jimmy Carter.
Our country is not strong anymore.
Ronald Reagan.
We have perverted our Constitution.
Gerald Ford.
Let's go!
But how they acted, it's just about the opposite of their popular images.
Those are the seeds of the culture war.
Landslide, how a presidential race led to today's political divide. Subscribe now to Landslide, part of the NPR network.
We have perverted our Constitution. Perverted it with regard to a welfare clause that doesn't exist. Perverted it with regard...
The question was, is he too dangerous? Is he too crazy?
The new podcast, Landslide, telling the story of the presidential races that led to today's divide.
Those are the seeds of the culture war.
Landslide, part of the NPR network. Subscribe now.
Spend time in any American city, and you'll likely encounter someone with untreated psychosis. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our maze-like system for treating severe mental illness, which loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. Does it have to be this way? For the history, the reality, and hopefully some solutions, listen to Lost Patients from KUOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.